Here's a fabulous group. Brain Injury Voices in Maine is doing some excellent work. A team of peers with brain injury do presentations and many other vital activities. They organize events where they tell their stories, share firsthand experiences, and help the public better understand them and all of us. Through peer-to-peer work, they support others with brain injury to share their voices as well. They train and mentor each other and thrive. One awful thing that happens with brain injury is many people get isolated and start to think they're the only ones who have the obstacles that they do. We're used to hiding our disabilities, partly because we receive more praise, attention, and respect when we behave as normally as possible. The public tends to offer compliments such as, "I would never know you had a brain injury if you didn't tell me," and "You're improving so much." But these aren't always compliments for everyone. They can sometimes encourage us to hide our impairments or concerns and not speak up when we need accommodations or support. So the folks in Brain Injury Voices share what it is like to be inside the brain injury community and model how to collaborate to make things happen. One member, Hillary Zayed, turned to the arts after her injury. Please visit her site, www.mosaicmama.com, and that's mosaic with a Z, to learn about her and her art. Follow her journey of healing and moving forward by clicking on Reinventing Oneself to view art in various exhibits and read stories that go with each. Below are two pieces of art from those exhibits. The first one is called Buoys Afloat. It's an 18 by 12 inch framed mosaic made from real sea lost buoys given to the artist by the harbor master after the Patriots Day storm. They're mosaicked with Venetian glass tiles, mirror tiles, and refitted with original rope. There are three buoys afloat in a sea of stained glass and glass nuggets, then framed with an older wooden frame to enhance the old ocean feel. The buoys are purple, green, and orange. The caption with that picture is, "Times when I feel lost and alone, no purpose on my horizon, I have the sense I am a buoy afloat, waiting. I attempt to keep my faith as I am bounced around and find little comfort in seeing others do the same. I know I am not alone, but I won't feel complete until I feel the tug that lets me know I have purpose." The second picture is titled Wondering, A Reflection, A Refraction. It's a 12 by 12 inch acrylic reversed painting mounted on mirror, showing a reflection of a woman who sees herself not as others see her. The perspective is looking over the woman's shoulder so you can see her from behind, sitting in a pink dress with her brown hair in braids, and you also see her reflection in the mirror that she's looking in. So through Brain Injury Voices and support groups, there is much storytelling. Look at this beautiful visual artwork. It tells so many stories as well, stories of moving from post-injury survival mode into reinventing and fully living life, even if that new life isn't so easy.